Lord of light, shine upon us. God of love, fill our hearts with your wisdom. Holy Spirit, bring yourself closer to us in my words and how we hear them, in our thoughts and how we think them. Use this time and use us to accomplish your good will. Amen. Well, the gospel reading today began with these words. Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to Jesus. And the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling, saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." Now that is the frame for all that follows in chapter 15. The story of the shepherd and his sheep, of the widow and her coins, and the man who and his two sons. And it's important to remember the situation which prompted Jesus to tell these stories and to ask, who is it that we identify with in these stories? And to ask, who do we identify with in this situation, as well as in the stories that Jesus tells? And you know, we do that kind of thing all the time. When we're reading a novel or watching a movie, we identify with one or the other player in it. We tend to identify with someone in it. So what group or character do you identify with in today's gospel reading? Is it with Jesus, the good guy who tries to straighten out the religious folk, who calls into question all they believe, who reaches out and loves everyone, especially the most unloved? Or is it with the Pharisees, the ones who rightly saw the dangers of too close an association with the wrong crowd? Because who of us here hasn't worried about our children falling in with the wrong crowd? But the Pharisees were so convinced that they and they alone were the only ones that were right. Or maybe with the tax collectors and sinners, those traitors and the tax collectors who are working for the Romans and robbing their own people. Or maybe with the sinners, the people of the land who never attended synagogue and seemed to lack even basic morality. With the shepherd who lost the sheep, or the poor widow who lost the coin, or with the 99 sheep who are okay, or the one who was lost, with the coins snug in the widow's purse, or the one lost in the cracks in the floor. I'm sure that every one of you has an answer, that all of you do identify more with one of those characters in the story than the other. And yet, you know, that can be a bit of a problem. Because sometimes the things a person or things or persons that we identify with can blind us to the fact that we're also like someone else in the story. And maybe even someone we don't like so well. Or maybe we're equally blinded to the fact that we're more like someone who's really likable in the story. Because, you know, our way of identification can blind us to who we are or who we could be, to where we are or where we could be. You know, there's a story of a school teacher who, for reasons of her own, asked the students one day, if all the bad children were painted red and all the good children were painted green, which colour would you be? Just think about it. What colour would you be? Red or green? You know, it's a tough question, isn't it, when it's posed with only two options. Well, in that class, there was one very wise student who answered the teacher, striped. The reason I'm going on about this point is simple. It seems to me that in the frame of this story that we've had today in the gospel story, everyone but Jesus is striped. And it's the same today in this world in which we live. We're a curious combination of lost and found. We're striped, every one of us. We are, in some sense, not completely complete. And you know, it's hard language, this language of lost and found, especially for people in the middle, as most of us are, most of the time, because it seems too absolute for us. Rarely are we completely lost, and rarely are we completely found. There's always a part of us that needs to be dragged and cajoled into the light. There's always parts of us that are already in the light. And for some it's more and for some it's less. But always there is some part. But the wonderful thing is that God wants us to enter fully into the light. The wonderful thing is that God wants to bless us all richly, to keep us safe, to make us strong, and to help us be like a shepherd who really cares for his sheep, or like that poor widow who really values all her coins. You know, the wonderful thing is that the lost part of us is just as valuable to God as the found part. God doesn't want any one of us or any part of us to be ignored, to be neglected or lost. God wants to bless us, all of us, the whole of us. And God rejoices when one of us or part of us is found. You know, clearly Jesus wants us to understand something important here about God. That God values and seeks out everyone, even the most unlikely people. That God calls and wants to embrace everyone, even those whom we wouldn't. That God rejoices when those who have lost their way are found. And that God celebrates when he can once again sustain and nourish those who for one reason or another have wandered away from him. Jesus wants us to identify with both the shepherd and the poor widow in their sorrow and their joy, and to understand that each of us is valued, no matter what our colour or how many stripes we have. All of us are valued. The 99 and the one, the coins in the purse and the one under the floor, the son at home or the son that wanders off. Without all, we're incomplete. Without all, the heart of God is incomplete. So when we're found, there is much joy. The joy of the widow who finds a precious coin. The joy of the shepherd who finds his precious sheep. So let's rejoice in your value. Let the shepherd gather you in. Rejoice in your worth. Let the widow find you. And be like the shepherd. Be like the widow. Seek, look, find those of every stripe. And rejoice when they come in and their pain and their sorrow is relieved. Rejoice. Irma Bombach, in one of her books, describes a visit to a church one Sunday, and she writes, "I was intent on a small child who was turning around smiling at everyone. He wasn't gurgling, spitting, humming, kicking, tearing at hymnals or rummaging through his mother's handbag. He was just smiling. And finally, his mother jerked him about in a stage whisper that could be heard in a little theatre off Broadway, saying, 'Stop grinning, you're in church.' And with that, she gave him a belt on his behind and tears rolled down his cheeks. And she added, 'That's better. Now return to her prayers.'" Indeed, there are lost. There are the found. And there are parts of us that are in the light and parts of us that are in the dark. As you are searched for, as you are looked for, as you are valued, and as you are found, rejoice. And search for, look for, and find, and rejoice over others. Irma Bombach added, I wanted to grab this little child with tear-stained face close to me and tell him about my God, the happy God, the smiling God, the God who had a sense of humour, to have created the likes of us. You know, I'd say that Irma had a very fine instinct, a godlike instinct, an instinct to gather and for loving. You know, God loves you. He looks for you. He wants to ease your pain. He wants to make you whole. Allow him. Listen for his voice. Follow him when he calls to you. Do as he asks, and you will discover wonderful parts to you that you never knew were there. There'll be less and less stripes and more good solid colour, and you will be made whole. And allow him to use you to seek, to look, and to find and rejoice over others. And this place and you will become known as a place and a people of healing, of wholeness, a place where people have the joy of the Lord, a special place and a special people, because in it and in you, God will be known. Amen.